Yeah. Woo. Yay. Welcome to episode 3.
Episode 3 of Broccoli Condo.
Yeah. Happy Chinese New Year, Year of the Dog. Good times.
Year of New Moon.
Happy Chinese
Happy,
New Year.
happy, happy. We were all born in the Year of the Dog, so.
A happy year for
Fun
us.
Yes.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. Well, since we missed introductions last time again. Introduce yourselves, pals.
All right. Hi, I'm Christine.
Why are we introducing
'Cause
again?
so that when we talk, people know who we
Or to
are.
remind them. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm Strider.
Good. I'm Kara, codename K9.
Christine still don't have a code
Yeah,
name.
still need some suggestions for her. I don't know how that's going,
Not very well.
but
Not good on this end.
maybe you have to take like a BuzzFeed quiz or something like.
Ooh,
I think
yeah.
that could be a good idea. I think BuzzFeed is a mine of information.
A
A
mine.
wealth of
Definitely.
information waiting to be
At
tapped.
first, I thought you were referring to like a bomb kind of mine. And then
Oh,
I
no.
realized.
Yes. Mining the ore of the internet.
I mean, I
Nice.
agree. I agree with that. I tried to take a BuzzFeed quiz to see, like, I was trying to learn more about the members of BTS. Didn't help a whole lot, but I tried. Because I'm just trying to learn their names, you know what I mean?
I mean, I feel like how many members are there? I feel like there's a lot of people in BTS.
There are
Is that another group?
Are there
it's like
six?
6 to 8. I don't actually know. There used to be
Six to eight?
more.
Oh my gosh.
There used to be more.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's how.
Did they kick him out?
Well, like, I think a lot of the K-pop groups are like that. They have a ton of people. Like, some of them have like 14. And then
I
just
feel
over
like I need
time,
to.
people leave. And then replacing them seems weird. Let me look it up,
Interesting.
BTS.
I feel like it would be more interesting if they got kicked
Oh, they
out.
have
I
seven.
would follow K-pop drama if people
Seven?
got kicked out regularly.
I don't
That would
know.
be really
Yeah, I'm not
interesting
really
to
sure
me.
how that happens, but maybe we can research that. Saved for next time.
Saved!
Saved.
K-pop
Yep.
drama. K-pop corner.
Yes. And, oh yeah, BTS has seven. Seven people.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Considering
It's a lot to keep track of.
where NSYNC had, like, five?
NSYNC, what icons? Alright, I spent all of my Friday night somehow watching NSYNC music videos, and I don't know how I got to that point, but I got there, and it felt like the start of something. Something that's still going on today.
It is.
In a good way.
It is the start of something.
And it felt good, and it felt right. So, they have a lasting legacy, I think.
Yes. Well, did you do that Friday night?
Was it Friday? I think it
Because that
was.
was the night I was karaokeing, and we also did
Yes,
NSYNC
it was.
songs, so
Whoa.
Wow.
Connection.
Yeah. Cosmic.
Yes, it was.
Cosmic relevance.
Yeah, we did Bye Bye Bye. That was good. We did karaoke for 4 hours. We were in there for 4 hours.
My gosh. So much fun.
Is it looks like just a
It's like a
room. What
private
it,
room,
yeah,
yeah.
is it?
And
Huh.
it was, they have like happy hour rates at night, so it was
For all
like,
4 hours?
yeah, it cost me $20. It was like $20 a person for 4 hours.
That's incredible.
Right? I
That's
figured that's like the
wow.
average cost of like entertainment anyway, you know? If you see
Yeah,
like a
really.
movie, it's like maybe $12 now, $10 to $12 for each one's 2 hours. If you watch a movie for 4 hours, it's gonna be 20, so
That's incredible.
That's today's cost of average entertainment.
4 hours of karaoke, it sounds a little bit exhausting, but like a great
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it was a great time. I thought I wasn't going to be able to talk Saturday, but I could.
Yeah.
My voice was very hoarse. Anyway, it was a great time. Highly recommend. It was called Max Karaoke in like Culver City area. To anyone who wants to go. It's very cheap and it feels very cheap, but you know.
So they have like a bunch of private
rooms.
Yeah,
they like
karaoke.
20 rooms.
That's so
and, like
weird.
I went to
That's
one
so cool.
I went to one in New York and it was definitely cost more money. But in the room had like laser pointers and like disco
what?
Balls. So it was like very jammy. This one
wow.
was just a plain
Vibe-y.
Room. Yeah. That's why I like, you guys have to come with me one time and then we'll just do all of our favorite songs.
Please.
We can bring our own.
Yeah, we would
bring
absolutely our own have 4 hours of material.
Yeah. We can bring a disco ball in. That's a good idea.
bring your own disco ball.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We brought like Triscuits and stuff and like beer inside. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Triscuit disco ball.
Karaoke Triscuits. You need to keep your energy
yes.
up.
For sure. For sure. Are you guys doing anything this weekend? It's a 3-day weekend.
Well, Maryland is in a strange state of affairs right now because on Thursday and Friday, it was a good, like, 70 degrees. Like, we were like, oh, it's springtime. It's wonderful. Now, let me tell you, there's an inch of snow outside.
God.
Tuesday, it will be 70 degrees again. So, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds for me.
Is this...
And I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend.
Is the snow still there?
Yes. Hmm. It stayed. It stuck. It is currently... yeah. Kind of everywhere.
Wow.
It was very
I have two
strange.
Inches here.
Really?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be 60 on Wednesday. So, similar situation.
It's all gonna melt.
Why? It feels like end of the world times to me.
Oh.
How close to end of the world times? Like, very close or, like, approaching the end?
Like,
not incredibly close, but it does feel like something is not right. And we're approaching the end of the world.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Can't wait till that happens.
Who can relate?
Who can Woo! Relate? Well, it feels like springtime here, so.
Nice.
I saw some blossoming pink trees.
Mm-hmm.
They're not cherry blossoms, but. They're bright pink.
That's so pretty.
It is pretty. There are a lot of pretty flowers here. That is a good thing.
That's so nice.
Yes.
I've been going outside every day with the children at school, and we have a lot of grassy, like, soccer fields and stuff.
Mm.
And for the past, like, 2 months, it's just been mud.
Yeah.
And it just gets muddier and muddier.
And
muddier. And I'm like, maybe. I want it to either freeze so that it's not as muddy or become spring so that maybe something will grow and prevent the muddiness from continuing.
Grass.
I don't know. But
grass
it's a very,
good.
Yeah, I'm not really enjoying where we are right now.
It's weird, I guess, because grass doesn't really grow here, really, either. So, like, places have AstroTurf, and
AstroTurf.
It, like, looks like you want to lay on it, and then...
But it doesn't feel
It doesn't
good.
Feel good. It's, like, hot. It doesn't have the cool, like, evaporation aspect of real grass, like, on a nice spring day. And it's just, like... And then I remember that, like... It doesn't grow, so it's literally the same AstroTurf that's been there, and there's probably been, like, dog pee and, like, people dropping food on it that doesn't cleanse itself, you know what I mean?
Absolutely,
so it just becomes weird. It's deceiving.
Yeah.
But I wish There was some kind of quality ground layer. Yeah,
No,
but
not gonna
this is
happen.
weird, but because the past week, I guess I've been like, I was driving to work at the same time every day, and I kept passing this truck that waters the trees along the road. And it's like a water truck, and it just pulls on the side of the road and puts its hazards on and like spouts water outside from the side on the right into like the tree. And then it just drives along and like spouts water.
That's
Right?
wild.
It was, I don't know. I hadn't seen it, but I guess he just makes the rounds, you know, at the same time every day. So I'll wave to him. Yeah, I'll
Desert
wave to him
life.
all the time. Which,
That's really
yeah. And
interesting.
I was in Alaska this year, and also when I was there, I was in a restaurant and it was raining outside, and I watched a guy water a plant, a hanging plant from like a signpost in the
In
rain.
the water.
Yeah.
Amazing.
In the
I was
rain,
like,
yes.
all right, at least he's getting paid to do that. But, you know, it beautifies the city. Like, fair enough. Water, water all you need to. Water extra in one of the rainiest places, summers of in the country. But
Do you?
yes. Anyway, water, that's good. Are you guys keeping up on the Olympics? Yay.
I've been busy keeping up with Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh,
I
okay.
wanted to watch the Olympics, but I'm busy because there's two-hour episodes of nothing but filler. And I still watch them anyway because I really like Big Brother.
Well, as long as you like it.
Thanks.
What have you been watching, Jordan, at the Olympics?
Pretty much only skating, but it's
The speed
super pretty.
skating?
The
Yeah.
men's
Oh.
skating? No,
Oh,
the
figure skating.
figure
Oh.
skating.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool. And it's really cool. It's like ballet on
Yeah, that's insane what people are able to do on death knives attached to their feet.
Yeah.
The commentators are great too. Being entertaining.
That's good. What's that guy's name? Do you like?
The
Yeah.
commentator or the skater?
Commentator. Yeah,
Johnny
poofy
Weir.
hair. Big hair guy. Yeah. He's cool. He's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
I like it.
I remember him from the 2010 Olympics.
He competed in those? Yeah.
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 It's cool when there are commentators that have actually competed and
Yeah,
know what they're
they're
talking
both
about.
Olympic figure skaters. But I didn't really like him then.
Yeah, me
But
neither.
now, but now.
And I feel bad for that because now I'm appreciating
Well, now
him.
you hear him talk and stuff. That's part of it, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I guess.
Learn about him instead of just watch him skate.
Well, he's talking about the skating, so I'm
That's
not
true.
really learning about him.
You're learning about his
I don't know.
perspective
And you're
on
hearing him
skating.
talk. Well, I did, after we talked about the Olympics last time, I looked up if all the Winter Olympic sports actually are related to winter. And my conclusion is that they are.
Right.
You found no evidence to the
Yeah,
contrary.
I didn't find any. I found like there was like one weird kind of sport, but it was winter related, that was like in 1908 and it was only for 1 year and then they got rid of it. It was some
What was
kind
it?
of like the is it the triathlon stuff? What do you call that when they do the
Yeah.
skiing over lots of terrain, the
So,
really long one? What is that one? It was
okay.
similar to that.
Cross country thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, similar to
Right.
that.
Okay.
Let me find.
So your argument is that all winter Olympic sports have to be done in winter.
Yeah. Here, I'll pull up a list. Ready?
Okay, hold on. How do you explain curling?
That's, I mean, it's on ice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on ice.
That's how I
It's
explain it.
inside.
Just like speed skating is on ice and luge and skeleton and all that.
That's, yeah,
I don't
there's
really.
ice involved. So I think
I
all of them
really want
have,
there to
all
be
of them
something.
have ice involved. Here, I was gonna, here we go. Ready? I'm gonna read you a list. Bobsledding,
Thank
luge,
you.
skeleton, ice hockey, figure skating, speed skating, short track speed skating, curling, alpine skiing, freestyle skiing, snowboarding. Then biathlon, cross country skiing is involved in that.
Excuse me, what's
It
biathlon?
says combined cross country skiing and target shooting, and then
Oh.
cross country skiing, and then ski jumping, then Nordic combined, which is ski jumping and cross country skiing. And then here, discontinued sports and events in 1908. Oh, it was a figure skating event called Men's Special Figures. So, oh,
And that was in the Summer Olympics in
winter.
1908. But it's still on
Yeah, it was
ice.
still on ice. It was just a different.
Then why would that not be in
It is in
winter?
winter. No, it
Why
is
is
in
that an
winter. It is. I'm
outlier
not saying it's not
in
in
your
winter.
list?
I was just saying that they're all related to ice, even the ones that were discontinued, is my point.
Okay, I see.
So, the
Thank you for
end.
researching that because it was something that was really bothering me.
Yes. And I think, yeah, everything's on ice. There's some other weird ones too. But all of them, even the ones that
So
are
it's
weird,
like
involve a
the
sort of skiing or something.
weird ice subculture of the regular Olympics.
Yes. Probably.
Okay.
I was just trying to think of a reason why they would divide it, I guess. I guess because the one has to be done in the winter. But is
Depending
it
on where you
most of
are,
it?
sometimes winter is summer.
Yeah. Most of. Yeah, that's true.
Winter is summer.
Like, I guess there's indoor and outdoor winter stuff, but you can make snow wherever you are, so. Whatever.
You can make snow wherever you are, but
Won't
it won't
last, yeah.
last
But I
wherever you
guess,
are.
like, you could go to mountains for snowboarding at any time of year, maybe. But whatever. It's good. It's good. Winter is winter. Always ice involved.
Winter is
Bow,
winter.
bow, That was my air horn in, like, a symphony.
Kara, did you introduce yourself?
I did. I said, my name's
Okay, I
Kara,
don't remember
codename
if you.
K9.
Thank you. Yes, you
Codename
did. Thank
K9.
you.
Oh, but we wanted
Codename
to
K9.
talk about how we met, right? Because we feel like that didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a
Go
big and
for it. I don't
important
want to
part
talk. You guys go for it.
of why we're here.
I'm gonna sit and enjoy this tale.
Picture this. Picture this. Summer 2012. Three young 17 and 18-year-old people are going to college for the first time. One thing unites them: marching band.
Goodness.
Burr, 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 burr. More specifically, the flute and piccolo section of the marching band. So, one day in mid-August, band camp starts, and all three of us were there.
Wow.
And then
Amazing.
somehow we all continued to talk to each other and like each other for the next 6 years.
Dude, stop.
The end.
The end.
That's so much. 6 years, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's really interesting though, because there's a lot of weird fate choices that led to all of us being there at the same time.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like for me personally, I don't know what led me to choose marching band ever as an option, because I had never done marching band before in high school. I played the flute, which isn't really, it's not really a marching band instrument because you can't hear it too much.
It's okay. It is.
Yeah, it is. But it's a strange choice for marching band, I think. What's your opinion on that? Sidetrack.
My opinion on picking band?
No, your opinion
No,
on
I'm.
if you didn't know anything about marching band and you were trying to get into marching band for the first time in college, would you do it as a flute player? I feel like that's a strange thing.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything weird about flute in a marching band.
I mean, if anything, right, flute, it's kind of the easiest instrument to join
It is easiest.
to join not really knowing what you're getting into. At least like in our band, wasn't very heavy on auditions really at all.
Yeah.
So your playing ability wasn't necessary, and even if you were like, yeah, no one really hears the flutes anyway. Sorry, flutes. I'm a flute player. I'm a
Right.
dedicated flute player, but I know it's the reality
Yeah,
that
in
until the
marching band.
piccolos and the flutes take a higher octave and like a when the rest of the band cuts out, you really
In an
have to listen.
ungodly
Yeah,
octave.
you really have to listen for us,
Yeah.
and like that's okay, 'cause we're still important, but like as an individual player, you don't have to be a perfect player
Right.
in order to march.
Yeah, I
And
agree.
people are, especially on the field, no one will hear your mistakes unless you're right up front.
That's
Maybe.
very true.
So there's just less pressure on that instrument as a whole to like be perfect, even though of course I want us to all be perfect, but realistically.
Yeah, I feel like for me, going into marching band, I feel like that of all of the bands, having not had any experience or any really reason to join other than you'd make friends, it was a interesting choice that happened. 'Cause I feel like it was a lot of a bigger time commitment than other ensembles would have had.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Maybe that was part of the appeal, I don't know. But it's just interesting that it worked out that way. And I feel like both of you, it's also really interesting that you ended up there as well.
Yeah, we're both from out of state too. That's a weird part. It's weird just ending up at the school in general too. I don't know. That's what life is, right?
But it's still strange.
Yeah. But
I was always gonna
Jordan.
do marching band.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Because it's in my blood.
Marching band is in your blood.
Yes. I loved I like wish now, after doing a college band, I could go back to a high school band. I feel like everything could be better. They're just like little things that could be done better, you
Like
know?
what? Like musically? Like
Musically, like structurally, like especially like rehearsal is so structured in college. Mostly because if it's not, you like have 300 people on the field in
Yeah.
chaos.
You can't do anything.
High school, you can afford for it to be chaotic, but like things like that, I feel like would have made or improved like high school band a lot more. So I value like anyone who does college band and like goes back to teach high school band. I feel like that's very valuable intel. So thank you to our band directors of the world.
Thank you, band
Yes.
directors.
I hope you're all getting ready for summertime now. Band camp life. I miss it. I miss it so much. Yeah, but anyway, so we did band, the three of us and a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
And then we were became pals.
Great pals.
Great pals. Did movie nights a lot. And we
As if we didn't spend enough time together as a band.
Yes. We did. Like, we did brunch, like breakfasts on the weekends.
We did pool nights
Oh God. Yes,
with the
pool.
entire friend group from band.
Yep.
We'd go
Yep.
to a place in the college where there were pool tables and just hang out there all Friday night, even though I don't think any
Friday.
of us really liked pool.
No, I
No,
don't
but
know.
the running, oh, what's that called?
Oh, Spud? Spud?
Spud, oh my gosh, that was the
Spud.
best game in the
Like,
world ever.
I agree.
Best part
That's a
of
game,
pool
yeah.
night.
Yeah,
You have
explain
to
to
like
us what
run around
Spud
the
is.
table, right? Do you remember, Jordan?
You try to hit, you just have to hit the ball.
With your hand and another ball.
No, another
You
ball.
use
Yeah,
one
use.
ball to bounce another ball, and if
Yeah,
you
that's
hit
what I'm
it, you're
saying.
good, and the next person goes, and there's running involved.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. And it was socially acceptable to play that
Yeah.
in all the secluded pool tables where, I mean, I would say we should go to a bar and play, but that might be weird.
Yeah, that would be a little
Because
strange if it,
there's
unless
a
you had
lot
a
of running and
huge
a lot of
group.
yelling.
Yeah.
And sometimes the occasional pool ball flying off the table, so.
Yeah.
More than occasionally, I think.
Danger.
Very dangerous. Okay. But yeah, those were but that's how we met, and those
And
were good years.
yeah,
Good years.
we all were in band for 3 years. And then you two continued on after that.
Yeah.
And I stopped.
Because
Stop.
you're lame.
Stop.
Because
And
what, Jordan?
thanks, yeah.
Because she's lame.
Because she's lame.
Stop.
Well, as we mentioned, time commitment is not
Yeah, true.
to
Okay.
be like diminished,
Yeah.
because it's a big one.
Is marching
Every
band
almost
is
every
life.
weekend is gone. Every
Three
three afternoons.
weekdays a week,
Yeah.
your afternoon is gone. But it was a
But
good
yeah.
time. Otherwise, we
And at
wouldn't have
least we
done
got
it for
in
as long as we did.
physical shape. Body by marching band, as they say.
As they say.
As they say. Or I guess it's body by drum corps, because though they have lots of muscle.
Yeah. Oh,
We
yeah.
have like, s we had some, like in our legs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
God
If
bless.
you do it right,
Yes.
you get like muscles.
Yes, seriously. Yeah, that was good. That was good. But I had a question for you guys now, since we're not in college anymore and we're adults, and I feel like this could be a
God.
good question for to ask anyone who's in a weird adult person. Is like, how do you motivate yourself to do adult things? Like laundry, cleaning your room, whatever else, driving, going groceries to shopping, or like, because for me, those things get really hard sometimes, mostly
Really,
because I think they're
really
stupid.
hard.
But I know, like right now, my room is messy, and I know I need to clean it up, but I just don't want to spend time doing that right now. So how do you motivate yourself to do things like that?
I feel like for me, it gets to the point where if I can't survive anymore doing things the way that I'm doing them, then I will do something to change that. For example, if I physically have no more food left in the apartment, I will go to the grocery store. Before
Okay.
then, if I have anything, it's not gonna happen. I have to be,
Okay, so you're survivalist.
yeah,
You.
survival.
Okay.
I will only clean up my room, not for my benefit, but if someone is coming over, then I might try to clean up. But it's never for my own benefit. I can't motivate myself to do that.
Okay. What about you, Jordan?
I only clean or do laundry when I'm avoiding something else.
That's a good point.
Like schoolwork or like
Yeah, mostly school.
Other.
I mean, I cleaned my room today because people are coming over, but that doesn't happen very often.
So it sounds like none of us have a way.
No.
We all just wait until the circumstances.
Yes.
Demand that we do something about it.
Yes, that's exactly it. If I've run out of wearable clothes, then I have to do laundry. If I don't have any food in the apartment, I have to grocery shop. Otherwise, yeah, it's not going to happen.
And that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
About everything.
I don't know. I feel like, is that kind of common? I don't know. I didn't think it was, but now kind of hearing that other people feel like, how am I going to do this? How can I make myself do this?
Some people go shopping regularly for food.
Yeah. Some people, but some people don't.
Right.
Just how widespread is that some people don't?
Right.
Does it vary with age, maybe?
If you have a family, then you're going to go shopping regularly.
Yeah. So it's like life stages, maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's just us that we're...
Yeah, maybe
if you... need to satisfy.
Uh-huh. If someone else is depending on you, then I guess that would be motivation.
And you want to make good meals, so you need ingredients.
Yeah.
Whereas I only make a good meal maybe once a month. I mean, I get fed at work, so there's that. But that leaves one Saturday where I actually need fresh ingredients, and the rest of it is leftovers from work or rice and beans.
Yeah. I feel like I will go to the grocery store and I'll just get a lot of potatoes and broccoli.
Okay.
And then I just make that and eat it. And I don't have to actually make anything. Do you know what I mean?
Do you put it in a pan?
No, I just bake a potato or two in the microwave. And cook some broccoli.
Oh, you cook the broccoli.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing you pulling broccoli out of the fridge and eating it like a brontosaurus.
I mean, that would be fun too, but I can't do that sustainably.
Do you do that? Do you cook it all at once and then save it and eat it slowly, or you cook it when you eat it?
No, cook it when I eat it.
Okay.
That would probably be smarter, but I don't have the patience for that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's healthy, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, I'll try that next week.
Yeah, potatoes are cheap.
Yeah. I was trying to do a kimchi stir fry recently. Because apparently it's easy, because you can do it with rice or noodles. And, like, there's kimchi down the street from me. There's, like, a kimchi place. So I was looking up how to do that, and they were like, it's so easy, so quick, 10 minutes max to make. And then the ingredients list is, like, it's not like it's long, but it has weird stuff in it that I still have to buy, like, in a bottle, and I have to keep in my fridge, and, like, a sauce I would only use for making that stir fry.
Yeah.
Why would I buy that? Maybe I'll just make a very simplified version. Noodles, kimchi, nothing else. Simple is key.
Simple is key.
Yeah, but you need a sauce.
What?
It's not good without the sauce.
I mean, I guess, but kimchi's kind of, like, it's not saucy, but it's, like, liquidy.
Yeah.
I feel like just putting that on rice is probably good. I haven't done that. I mean, I guess I have, but not, like, a stir-fry rice kind of thing.
Okay.
Ketchup.
Or I just put, like, I only have some sauce. It's not meant for kimchi or rice, but it's probably good.
Just anything you have, just dump it in there.
Yeah.
Don't go out of your way to get something. It's too
Yes.
much work.
It's too much work. Agreed. Too much money. Whatever. Alright, good. So we all work on the bare minimum here.
Yeah.
And our lives are together in our own ways.
Yeah, I agree.
Or they're not, but they work, at least.
Yeah, they work. That's the main point.
Yeah.
We're getting through life.
But I would still love to hear anyone who's listening, any advice you have for
how do you do it?
Helping us do these things.
Help now. Us be adults.
Yeah. So we'll think about that some more.
Yeah.
Well, and too, like whenever I have to do something like that, I always think about how else I'd rather spend my time. And it's usually like trying to write or trying to make something.
God, that's more productive than me.
But that's like a whole other thing. First off, you like try to motivate yourself to do something that you need to do. Mm-hmm. Then turns into something that you're like, well, I would rather spend my time making something or writing for me. And then it becomes a question of how do I motivate myself to actually do that?
Yeah.
That's the complete opposite for me. Because the things I have to do are writing and creating stuff. But the things I want to do are clean or go food shopping.
That's, yeah, you're right. That's interesting.
That is really interesting.
Is it, but do you think, is that because you're expected and required to do those things now? Like, while you're finishing school?
Or yeah, those are school things that I have to do.
But like,
which makes me not want to do them.
Okay, because you have to. That's why you don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. Maybe that's just like teen spirit. Maybe we're all still we're like, if you tell me I have to do something,
Well,
I feel that way.
You know, I feel stuff. Like the same logic applies to the children that I have in preschool. If they have to do something, they don't want to.
Yeah.
You have to make them want to do it on their own.
Kind so of how do you do it with the kids?
That's like the whole idea of Montessori, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You make things seem attractive so that the children choose these things to do on their own. And then they build the will to do these kinds of things, so we wouldn't be having this conversation right now if we were Montessori children.
So we have to do mind tricks on ourselves.
Yes.
To make us choose the more productive thing as being the most attractive thing.
Yes.
Okay.
How you do that, I have no clue.
I don't know.
Well,
mind tricks.
What I do, I read Tyler Joseph quotes to myself.
Segway,
because it's not a lie, because I have his quotes on my wall, and sometimes... Actually, oftentimes, they
isn't
really
it on
do,
your
like,
window?
Yeah, they're my window, but...
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. You're right, Christine.
I feel like that's a better setting.
They're on my window, yes. But because
but they're
kind
they
really
of, do motivate you?
Yeah. It's like, I walk in my room, and I'm like, man, what do I do? And then I read, which one is it again? Anyone from anywhere can do anything, and can never put a ceiling on your dreams. And I'm like, you know what? Oh, yeah, what's my dream again? Then I, like, think I remember it, and it's, like, making movies. And then I'm like, you're right. Anyone from anywhere can do that. Mm. And then I sit down and write, so.
What's a dream?
My Tyler,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, my Tyler Joseph quote of the week is related to this because, like, creating, I guess, and finding purpose in that and, like, reason to make things.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. He says... The beginning of purpose is found in creating something only you can understand.
So
and
when you're
that's
creating
also motivating
things
to me.
For you and not for anyone else.
Yeah. And that you can find purpose and reason to keep on creating, like, in that. It shouldn't matter that other people, or you think other people might not relate to it. I think chances are if
or
you do,
if they
make
do.
Something... they will. You know?
Who can relate?
Who can relate? Woo! Anyway, that was a good long. I like that talk. That was good.
Yeah, I enjoy that too.
Good life talk.
We love life.
But very interesting. Life is interesting. Oh, I did not watch another James McAvoy movie, but I'll talk about one that I have seen.
I'm very excited for this talk.
It's Becoming Jane. It was one of the first, like, ones that I watched of his, like, on my own accord because he was in it.
Now, can I just stop you for a second there?
Yes, stop me.
Why James McAvoy? What is it about James McAvoy that we love?
Well, honestly, I loved him when he was Mr. Tumnus. And that's why I felt acquainted with James McAvoy since then. Because he was my favorite character in the books, and then he was in the movies. And then I was like, yep, good job, James McAvoy. And that was the first time I ever heard of him.
You've just felt compelled to keep track of his career since then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since then he's done awesome things, too.
He has, absolutely.
And he plays, like, at Xavier, my favorite X-Men character, just about.
Still never seen an X-Men movie.
Dude, no. You have to see him. Just for him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, he plays, like, Picard, like, what's his name? Patrick Stewart. He plays the older version of him. It's just a beautiful
combination. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go back just for him to watch
it.
Yeah,
you should. You should. But anyway, in Becoming Jane, it's a story about Jane Austen and how she writes her first books, basically. And he like, plays the love interest that's, like, also unrequited because of a lot of circumstances. But he is young, and he is very handsome, and it's a really good movie. I really liked it. And it does have a historical context of Jane Austen, so. Do watch it.
Yeah. Good good promo. That's going on the saved list,
saved.
Everyone.
Becoming
Jane.
Jane.
Big saved.
Big. Big saved. It reminds... Oh, he's in Atonement, too. It has an Atonement feel.
Oh, what's that one? I feel like
I feel like I've known that too, but I don't know.
Keira Knightley. It's based off that book, Atonement.
Wasn't
period
it,
piece.
Was it?
Like,
oh no.
Kind of,
okay.
Was it like critically acclaimed at the time?
Yeah.
Was
it's
it like
great.
A big deal at
it's,
the time?
I think it's a big deal. It's a really
okay
big deal.
Because I heard about it, but I never watched it.
I'll talk about that one next week.
Thank you.
They have like similar veins, like the Becoming.
Oh, is it war stuff? Looks like war
kind
times.
Of, I guess
or
so, yeah.
A,
it's a period
some sort
piece.
Of greenish
I don't
uniform.
Know what year, yeah. Yeah, there's stuff going on. Letter writing in that one, too. So, really good. Yeah. Anyway. Did you have a debate, Christine, you wanted to bring
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Tweet debate of the week. So I saw a tweet, and the caption was a little bit dramatic. It said, I feel like this question could actually start a war, but then when I saw what the picture was, it didn't feel that dramatic anymore. So this is from a BuzzFeed quiz, and it is a question. Which emo classic was better, The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance or I Write Sins Not Tragedies? Tragedies by Panic at the Disco. So, which one, I feel like, which one is more iconic?
Iconic? Is that the question?
The question is which emo
better?
Classic was better.
Better. So,
yeah,
what does
so,
better
but,
mean? Does this better mean iconic?
Right. No, but I feel like that's a part of it. I feel like that's definitely a part of the question. To answer which one is better, I think there's something to be said about which one was more iconic.
Iconic in emo culture.
Yes. Now,
Okay,
I have
can
to
we
give a
define
bit of a
emo then?
disclaimer.
Yeah.
Here, when both of these songs were popular in emo culture, I was not a part of the emo culture. So I feel
Same.
like I can't really give an organic view of what the culture was at that time.
Right.
However, I see how
But
people
from an
react to these
outside
songs.
perspective now, yeah.
Now.
How do you perceive? Like, I'm thinking just like when I hear them playing in like a public place.
So let's talk about the opening riff or
Yeah,
whatever.
Black Parade.
Black Parade.
In my
Okay.
opinion.
So let's bring it back to marching band. And when we performed that at Allentown, the reaction when those first few notes played with
So,
the
can
crowd.
you please clarify? So, we played Welcome to the Black Parade as a part of marching band. Was it the third song of our show?
Yeah, it was the last
Yeah.
one.
Yeah. So, we were like 8 minutes into a marching band show, and all of a sudden, we bust out with the opening notes of Welcome
And
to the Black
everyone
Parade.
in the stands, like, rippled through them.
Yeah, there was
Yeah.
an audible
oohs and
gasp.
ahs
Yeah.
And like, ooh, you. Is that emo culture? I don't know. It's just normal culture, probably.
Well,
But.
I also feel like the age group of people that were there kind of were in a similar situation to us, in that we're in post
That's
emo
true. That's true.
culture with these songs that were really a big part of the culture at the time.
Yeah.
Okay,
Does
I
that
think
make sense?
Black Parade. I need a definition for emo because that just like the image of that looks to me more emo.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Because
But.
is scene also emo? It is. I feel like the whole image for I Write Sins Not Tragedies is very scene, which is a kind of
Okay.
emo.
Yeah. Now, My Chemical Romance very much disliked being called emo. So, do we take that into consideration?
Well, whether or not they like it, is it considered emo?
Are they? Right, yeah. So, we still need emo definition. Okay.
I feel like in any situation, I feel like it's become a very popular kind of meme-ish, where
emo.
if you're in a club situation,
Mm-hmm.
or at like an emo night, if
I was
I
just
Write
gonna
Sins
say,
Not
yeah.
Tragedies comes
Yeah.
on,
Yeah.
the crowd goes wild.
I think that would be bigger at an emo night than Black Parade.
Yeah. Emo night.
Okay, I have an emo definition. A
Okay.
style of rock music resembling punk, but having more complex arrangements and lyrics that deal with more emotional subjects.
Wow, that's a
Ooh,
that's
right?
a very nice, positive definition of emo, and
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Well, I feel like both kind of fit, both do fit that definition,
Yeah.
regardless of what My Chemical Romance wants to say, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the definition has certainly changed since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very refined now. That's very...
Yeah.
Very technical definition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, so what you're saying is that in the emo culture,
so, yeah,
I Write Sins Not Tragedies is more symbolic of what is enjoyed and
I
is
would
more
say
iconic.
I don't
in
know,
the
because
public.
Is, yeah, public is, emo night is like a night for people that want to be emo, that, I don't know, maybe normally wouldn't be listening to that kind of music. Do you think there's
if you're at an emo
subculture
night,
of
you're
people?
Gonna be listening to that music.
Yeah, but not like on the regular. on a regular
But you
basis.
wouldn't go to that if
Or
you don't enjoy that kind of
is
music.
there
Yeah,
a, is there
you
a
enjoy it.
nostalgia factor? Is there a nostalgia
Right,
factor?
Yes, for sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
Where they used to listen to it a lot.
Right.
And that's why it's fun to go to a night where they just play that music that you can like dance around and scream at and pour your heart into. Because it's easy to pour, it's easy to sing these songs and like pour your heart out, you know? Maybe we have to do a test. We have to go to an emo night. Well, again.
Well, they
And
wouldn't
they have
play
to play
that at
those
an
two
emo
songs
night.
and judge the reaction.
They would, yes.
Yeah. I think that would be a
That's
fair
exactly what I'm
test.
saying. All right. When's the next
However,
one?
wait,
Well, and
here's what
I
I'm
mean, but that is
thinking.
different though too, because
Is,
again, are we saying that the emo night is synonymous with emo
yeah, is
culture? And I
that
don't think it
exactly?
is.
I agree. Yeah.
But that could be a start.
Yeah, I do not think either that emo night is necessarily synonymous with emo culture.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of, it's a celebration
Yeah.
of emo culture, but
But it goes a lot deeper than that.
yeah. Well, we'll think we can. I wonder, I don't know, somebody must have made a poll or something. What does the BuzzFeed quiz say? Did you
I
look
don't
at
know.
it?
I didn't
That
go to
was
the
just a
BuzzFeed
question
quiz,
on the
just the
quiz. It
tweet.
wasn't an answer.
Oh, gotcha.
I think Black Parade is more emotional, though, more heavily emotional.
Yes, I agree with that.
So, if we're going with emo as emotional,
But are we?
we're going with emo
Well, what's language?
culture.
I feel like emo culture is more what's meant, what's implied by emo.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that or not?
And for it's so hard.
We can save this one.
Do you want to save this one?
Yeah,
We'll
we'll have to
save
make a
this
poll
one.
for this, like
Yeah, we'll make a
toasters.
poll and we'll see what our few followers have to say.
Yeah, I don't think that this question actually started a war between us because I feel like we can see both sides. We enjoy both of
Right.
those songs.
Yes, definitely. Definitely do.
But it's a really interesting thought, and I think it goes deep into subcultures.
Yeah. No, I
Very
agree. I
interesting.
agree. Oh, Jordan, you had a song of the week this week, yeah? You want to start doing a song of the week? We're talking
Song
about
of the
songs. We're
week.
talking about
Yeah,
songs. That's
totally.
good. Yeah, what's your song of the week, Jay?
Okay.
I mean, a Strider.
Yeah, so if you listeners remember from the first episode, I had a song stuck in my head quite hard, and I was using it as our transition music. I figured it out, and that song is by Paramore, and it is called Fake Happy.
Speaking of emo.
Yeah, emo, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so
And
we're gonna play that part that was in Jordan's head.
the part was after halfway,
Was
and she
it
sings it.
here? Yeah,
She sings
this
it,
part
and
right
the
here,
crowd sings it back.
this part. Oh yeah, I recognize that, Jordan.
Yeah,
I
right?
had to try and pick out that spot you were humming.
Yeah,
But
that was good.
yeah, glad I found it.
Good. Glad we resolved that.
Yeah, because I feel like that would
Yeah.
have bothered you for a long time if you hadn't found it.
Yeah,
Yes,
the
it did bother me
listeners.
for a
It
long
did.
time until I found it.
Listen to
Until the
Paramore,
Paramore.
listeners. Good. Listen to Paramore, everybody.
Yes, Paramore deserves better. They deserve the
Yes.
best.
Yeah, true.
I agree. Truly.
Okay. Speaking of polls and toasters, I would like to update you on our toaster poll.
Oh, I
yes,
forgot
thank
about
you.
it.
Oh,
Yeah.
so for those who don't know, after we recorded the podcast last week, after our lively debate about toasters and which one was better, and yeah, which one was better, the horizontal toaster oven or the vertical pop-up toaster. Strider here took to Twitter at our official Twitter account at Broccoli Condo and posted a poll seeing what other people might think about the subject.
This poll was up for a whole week, which is the maximum poll length on Twitter. And it ended in a tie.
Oh my god.
Ended in a tie.
Are you serious?
50-50. Yep.
So we got nowhere.
We got 12 Twitter. Votes.
12 votes. Woohoo! Wow,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That was really exciting for us.
Dude, we just need one more person to vote.
Yeah, well, it's over now. Yeah.
We'll do a rematch.
Yeah, redo. Yeah, I think that really sells how difficult of a debate this is, and it's a really hot topic.
Hot topic.
That it ended in a tie.
Emo culture really.
Even on Twitter.
I'm just gonna Google real quick which one's cheaper.
Ooh. That's a nice.
I would guess a pop-up toaster.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
There's less coil stuff in it, right? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Hamilton Beach, $50 convection toaster oven. $50. Yeah, you guys are right, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Average toaster Hamilton Beach, $15.
Ba, ba, so
the same company.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, yeah, that makes sense. But, you know,
yeah.
The one that's in the middle, the toaster oven with the pop-up toaster in the top.
Yeah,
is,
that's the most expensive.
It's $35. No,
wow.
Not that expensive. The toaster oven is smaller, though, in its defense. Like,
right, okay.
The toaster oven isn't the full size of a normal toaster oven. It's smaller.
Yeah. But you get the conveniences of both.
Probably, so the toast can actually get toasted.
Yeah.
And still a reasonable amount of time.
Wow. Non-sponsored.
That's also... No, not sponsoring Hamilton Beach, but Hamilton Beach Toast Station, 2-slice toaster, and countertop oven is great invention. That's my vote.
Yeah. I have a connection.
Yeah.
A few years ago, my oven stopped working, so we couldn't bake anything, and it was broken for, like, 2 or 3 years.
Oh, God.
Which was awful. Like, you can't really live without an oven if you like baking things for that long. So we had to buy a really big toaster oven, and we baked cookies and Thanksgiving chicken in there and everything that went in the oven.
So it's like an easy bake.
Countertop toaster oven. Yeah.
Adult easy bake.
It was like... I don't know, 15, 16 inches?
Okay.
Oh, amazing.
Wow.
I can see why you're on the defense about toaster ovens.
Yeah. Multi-purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. Good. Yeah, let's just talk about toast every week, I think. That's it is one of our hot topics, as they say.
Yeah, I agree. Hashtag trending topics among this friendship.
Yes. For sure. Cool. Well, I think that wraps us up this episode, episode 3. Oh man, I forgot to say our name in another language at the beginning.
No,
it's not too late.
I think
it's
we
not
did.
Too late. Did I say it?
No, I don't know.
Nope, you didn't say it now.
Okay. I don't think I said it, but I'll say it now when we say goodbye. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
Sounds great.
Thank you for listening to Condominio Broccoli. That's Italian, P.S.
Thank you so much for listening to Condominio Broccoli.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Hope.
Thanks. Wait, how do you say thank you in Italian?
Grazie.
Grazie.
Oh, grazie. Cool.
Great. Great. Alrighty. See you next time. Signing off from.
Have a good week, everybody.
Outro music.
Do 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 do